This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 11. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. It says there, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son." End of quote. The United States of America had a crucial election. The party and the president in power lost, and another party gained control of both Congress and the Senate. Last week, two Georgia seat ballots determined the future voting power in the Senate. The newly elected administration would be able to achieve all they want shortly due to the majority in Congress and Senate. Of course, this is a scary thought for many people. However, others are happy over this. Pandemic and its long-term effect are also in people's hearts and minds. Would life be the same again based on the new power shift in Washington and the ongoing economic recession, depression caused by the worldwide pandemic? The hard assets like precious metals and recently cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin were on the rise, breaking all past growth. One of the main reasons for this phenomenon is that people do not trust the government and their fiat money created by the printing presses in the United States and around the world. They lost trust in government and their fiat currencies. The confidence in decentralized exchanges increased at the expense of government and its printed currencies. You see many puzzles. Where are we heading? Will life be normal again? The Bible reminds this comforting thought to those who already placed their belief and trust in Jesus Christ. It says, "He," that means God, "has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ." This transfer already happened, if you realize it or not. A done deal, and the transaction occurred so quickly when you came and accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You see, a rescue mission had already been accomplished for Adam's posterity, for those who would come to Jesus. God paid for their sins and shortcomings, big or small, by the divine blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus is mighty to cleanse the people from all their sins. The Bible says God bought them and released them from the kingdom or the domain of this world and darkness to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Therefore, the result is this: you do not look forward to the kingdoms of this world or its rulers. You see, you don't need to trust or depend on them. You belong to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. The world's kingdom would rise and fall as history taught us. The Egyptian kingdom fell. The Babylonian kingdom fell. The kingdom of Medes and Persians were destroyed. The Greco Empire lost its power. The Roman Empire fell apart into various small nations, as we see in Europe. The Bible says this in Daniel chapter 2, verses 42 to 43, about what to happen after the fallen Roman Empire. It describes this way. It says, "As the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so that this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle. And just as you saw the iron mixed with baked clay," you will see the people will be a mixture and will not remain united any more than iron mixes with the clay. End of quote. You see, the attempt to unite the Roman Empire, the old Roman Empire, would be made. There are several attempts. However, the Bible says it is like iron mixed with the clay. Although they try to get united, they will not remain united any more than iron mixed with the clay. Then it says in Daniel 2:44 this. It says, "At the time of these rulers, the God of heaven will establish a new kingdom that will never end. It will never be conquered, but it will destroy all those empires and then last forever." End of quote. The great God in heaven told the king of Babylon through his prophet Daniel about the timing of the establishment of the kingdom of God on this planet earth. In verse 45, it says how a stone broke loose from a cliff without anyone touching it, and how that stone struck the statue made by Nebuchadnezzar in his dream, a statue made of iron, bronze, clay, silver, and gold. And it says in 45 verse C, the great God in heaven told Nebuchadnezzar through the prophet Daniel what will happen in the future. God has given him its true meaning. You see, the stone is nothing other than the stone that is prophesied in the Old Testament scripture in the book of Isaiah 28:16 and Psalm 118:22, which is fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 2:6 this about that stone. Listen, it says, "As you come to him, Jesus, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into spiritual house to be holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, 'See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame.'" End of quote. Listen, if you trust in the stone that God laid in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, that is Jesus Christ, you will never be put to shame. Why? As our insight says, God has delivered you from the kingdoms of this world and darkness and transferred you to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Beloved, let me ask you this question. Do you know if this transfer happened in your life? If not sure, come to Jesus right now and enter into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. It is not too late as of right now. There are only two kingdoms. There is no third kingdom. You are now either in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You don't want to be in doubt. By repenting of your sins and calling upon the name of Jesus as your Savior, right at this moment, you would be transferred to the kingdom of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Praise God. I am privileged to lead you into God's kingdom. All glory to his name. Would you pray after me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, and thank you for talking to me today. I want to enter into the kingdom of God. I repent of my sin. I turn from my sins and turn to you, Lord. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. I accept him as my Savior. Thank you for transplanting me from the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of this world, to the kingdom of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. I accept Jesus. Please save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.